Subset C is a much beefier ordinance. It is the second reading of the 2020 budget appropriation. I'll turn it over to you, Mr. Ainslie.
For a beefier ordinance, there's only three pages in the packet, so I apologize over that. I don't plan on going over every number by any means. I just want to point out that there have been a couple very minor changes that have been made since the initial passing of the first reading. The first change was including an additional line item in the rally and events department for the annual lease of the 11th Street signal that occurs during the rally. In the past, we paid for that, I think, generally in the streets department just through savings. The reality is if we're doing that on a continual and ongoing basis, that should be included in the budget. And so that is included. In addition, the second change was under the fleet department. And looking at that, as you might recall, this is a new department. We've essentially taken the mechanics out of the various funds and placed it into one fund. It's a better accounting mechanism. But in doing so, we did inadvertently, we forgot to budget for overtime. And so we looked at how much we have spent on overtime for our mechanics so far this year, projected out for what it would be for an entire year. We included that. The third change is we did a review of all the positions and current wage rates. Actually, since it was originally done, there have been a couple, I think one police officer and a couple other positions that we've backfilled and hired, and they might be at a different wage rate, and so we made a few corrections. Most of those were a couple hundred or a couple $1,000 in one or two departments. In total, in the general fund, it was an increase that was close to about $10,000. The reason for an increase is maybe an employee left, and then we hired someone with more experience, and so they started at maybe 3 years' experience versus someone who left that was at 1 year experience. So there was a slight increase. The fourth is we did actually have a fairly significant increase by about $8,000. I'm sorry, $9,000 in our banners. Our line item that pays for new street banners. That came after I met with Jerry and reviewed what all the expenses were from this year. And again, the sponsors actually pay for that on the income side, so we have matching income. But at the same point, we need to realize that in all likelihood, given that it's the 80th, there's going to be a higher expense side. And so the vast majority of those changes were paid for through an increase in the anticipated revenue in rally advertising. Really, we increase that to be equal to what we received this year from rally advertising. In addition, there was a slight change, I think, in the council contingency line item, which that is already, I think, about 50% higher than what it has been in previous years. As you might recall, we are being very conservative with the concerns with Shopko being closed. So we did budget for a decrease in our sales tax, which thankfully we have not seen that yet. But in addition to Shopko closing starting on July 1, Sturgis, as well as every other city, as well as the state of South Dakota, is going to be having a decline in our sales tax collections because of the end of the grandfathering in of the sales tax on internet service providers. Previously, that even though that's banned by federal statute, the feds have allowed certain states to be grandfathered in. South Dakota was one. That status has expired. And so starting July 1 next year, that goes away. And so that the latest figures from the state has shown that we should anticipate anywhere from a $40,000 to an $80,000 decrease. And so that, as well as the closure of Shopko, has kind of been configured in our budget with an anticipated reduction in sales tax revenue, as well as a higher portion of the council contingency line item. The only other thing I do want to bring up, this does not make any additional appropriations for any of the flood damage repairs. We still have not heard word yet if there's has been a presidential declaration. Of course, if there is a declaration, then what that means are eligible repairs will be reimbursed anywhere from 75 to 90%. So we are obviously hoping for that. In the meantime, we have already started making several repairs. One crossing into the park has already been completed. The second one should hopefully be completed this year. Public Works staff has already been, they've already completed a huge amount of debris cleanup, and they're already starting to work on the creek. And so there's already costs that are starting to be built up that I just want to make sure everyone's cognizant of. Those costs are not included in either the 2020 or the 2019 budget. So what that means is there will be supplements that will account for those additional expenditures. We will pay for that through our savings account or our reserves in our general fund. And the hope is, of course, that FEMA is going to pass, or that the president will sign a declaration so that we'll get a portion of that back. Are there any questions?
No, I just want to say thank you for speaking to the increase in the legislative and executive line.
Any other questions, comments, concerns? This is second reading of 2020 budget.
Yeah, listen to all that. And I still have a little problem getting my hands around all the projected changes for the future. So I see the council probably adjusting fire shortly after the rally. I hope not, but we're making a lot of assumptions here.
Any other discussion? Public or council? On second reading. Is there a motion?
Move to approve.
The first by Jason. Second by Ron. Any last discussion? Go ahead and roll call this. I'll start with myself. I'm yes. Terry?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Ron? And Jason.
Yes.
Second readings passed unanimously. That goes to public notice and then goes into effect 20 days after that.